Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 5, titled Chanel Poor Homicide. Right here. Please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, hey, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to an all-new Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. We are back and we are excited. I have my lovely panel with me. Let's start with you, Dakota.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B. Talks TV.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And guys, I got Chanel nails while
we're
on hiatus.
Are amazing.
I love them. I got the Chanel C's, I've got a rhinestone nail, and some pearl necklaces. I got these done at Stiletto Nail Bar. They're amazing. They've also lasted forever. So go check them out on Instagram. They're awesome. And they're in Los Angeles if you're around.
I'm obsessed with like the little Chanel sign and like
right?
it literally looks like little pearls. It's so freaking cool.
I know. I was like, maybe I should be Chanel for Halloween.
Yes.
So like why not? But they're amazing, and
they're
obsessed with them, and I feel very Chanel with them.
You are,
love
and Renee did go all in, so we will give her beautiful props to that, as well as the awesome nail salon that did it for her. And if you guys are in LA and want to ever get them done, see these people because they can obviously do whatever you want.
Yes, Stiletto Nail Bar.
Woo woo!
So we are back after 3 weeks. It seemed like so long.
I kept texting you all. No Scream Queens tonight again.
I know. I was honestly looking at my phone getting very angry at Becca. I was like...
just Becca.
She's
it
always
Becca.
The one that gives me the bad news, and I just got very angry every week.
Yeah. I think, was it last week or the week before? I thought we had it.
Yeah.
And
it
wasn't until the day of, we're like, do we not have Scream Queens tonight?
No, and then... Yeah. Then we got, like, an email.
I know one week, I think it was last week, there was something going on. I think it was called the presidential, like...
What does that even mean?
Well,
know.
You know, what I think is so funny is that the Halloween episode was very scarily on point with how the election turned out. I mean, really, it was a nightmare on the show. And I mean, you know, totally, I am just Switzerland here, but terrifying both ways. So way to go for Scream Queens to...
Predict the presidency.
Predict the presidency. Let's just hope that Ivanka, whomever, let's just keep it together, people.
Don't kill anyone.
Yeah. So how did you guys feel about our first episode back after this very long hiatus?
I think it was just so amazing to finally be back. I'm obsessed with the characters. I was like, really? Honestly, 3 weeks is a long freaking time to wait to not know if Denise Hemphill is alive or not. And we still don't have like... an amazing answer. We just kind of have some hope that she might still be alive, but it's still making me very upset, and I'm very like anxious to know if she's gonna be okay. She's like one of my favorite characters.
Well, and Chanel number 5, we didn't know if she would make it, to be honest.
She's a fighter, man.
She is. Yes, yes. Everyone just kept ignoring her on the hospital floor.
Oh, that was painful.
Can you imagine having friends as awful as she does? Like, that's awful.
But she does actively choose to be their friend on a daily
basis.
That's
true.
Until she murders them. Okay, I'll keep that for predictions.
Yes.
So I think so, too.
Yeah, this is the real making a murderer. I mean, she didn't start off this way, but if I were treated that way, man, I mean, who knows?
You never know.
But let's talk about Denise, because I'm glad we just picked up where we left off.
Yeah.
Yes.
And... what are we doing here? We're doing some kind of Austin Powers situation where, like, they freeze people. I don't know.
I know.
Because now I guess we know what Munch was planning to use Chad's family's money for.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know how this happened still, that she was able to get the money. But it's for herself, but she's using Denise as a test. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Denise will be back, but she will be even crazier and weirder, like some zombie Denise.
That would be so cool.
That'd be funny.
Anything, I don't care in what form she is, what personality she has, as long as she's back in the show.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We need her lines.
Yeah.
I know, she's so funny.
She's the best. I'm still, to this day, hoping to meet an FBI agent as interesting as Denise.
Well, maybe you have.
You never know, honestly.
Have you?
I mean...
No.
You don't know. I could be in disguise.
I thought we weren't going to say that on air.
Okay. Damn it. See, yeah. I'm so Denise right now. Denise would totally do that.
Yeah, she would.
Announced to everyone that she was undercover. But what do you guys...
Hey, guys, I'm undercover. Don't worry about it.
Well, now you know. Sam is undercover, yeah.
I'm a Chanel undercover as a person pretending to be a Chanel, but I'm really an FBI agent. And that's the truth.
That just hurt my brain a little bit.
Well, let's all read more books, guys.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think happened to Denise, though? Are you on the same page as me that you think she's going to... I wish we knew more of what was happening, because that was my biggest worry and my, like, I wanted to know that more than anything.
Yeah.
With Denise?
Yeah.
For me, it was Chanel number five.
Yeah, for me, it was
Chanel number five. I figured she'd be okay. But, I mean, she was definitely severely injured, so I know how they were going to play this off after. I was like, are they going to, like, keep her off the show for a few episodes or just keep her in the hospital? But clearly, no. And, yeah, that's what I was anticipating for the most.
Yeah. I was worried about Chanel number five and her fate.
I mean, I was a little worried about her, but I figured she'd be fine.
So
yeah, I was like, all right, can we leave her on the floor? Let's figure out Denise right now.
It's like, God number five, you're being so selfish right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's other people besides you.
Poor number five. Actually, RJ Martinez said something super interesting in the chat, because you guys remember last season when they tried to kill Munch and put her in the cryogenic, or I think I just butchered that, but in the ice thing.
Yeah,
which they have, which is a thing, which I'm dying to try, by the way, if you guys want to come.
I'll go.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I really want to go.
Scary.
But so they tried to kill her last year in that, and she survived somehow and was oh, that was, like, lovely. And so I think she somehow took that, Munch did.
As inspiration?
Yeah, and is trying to, because she survived it, even though they were trying to kill her.
Right. So maybe, how did you even remember that? That's, like, a very good memory.
Because, you know, I watch a lot of TV, and sometimes I watch it over again.
The FBI thing, too.
Yeah, it's the FBI thing.
You retain a lot,
so. It's because I'm in the FBI.
But that's awesome, because, I mean, now that we think about it, she was like, oh, that was a nice little cold breeze type of thing, and, like, she was fine. And so maybe she thinks, you know, because she feels like she's dying, maybe she thinks the only way out is for her to somehow get thrown in that freezer. So they're kind of testing it out on Denise to see, okay, you know, she has a pulse.
Yeah.
We're going to see if it works. That way, if it does, perfect. If not, you know, at least it's Denise and not Munch is what she's thinking in her mind.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the first test subject, you know. You never...
That's horrible.
Yeah, but, you know, they were about to kill her and throw her in the...
Swamp.
In the swamp. And I was a bit confused about how it all started, how she was like, oh, let's throw her in the swamp. And then with Zayday, she said, no, she still has a pulse. Like, we're going to save her. So I'm not sure what happened between A and B, or if she was just pretending around everyone else but Zayday.
I think she was pretending around everyone else because she didn't want everyone else to know about the freezer situation. So she's like, Zayday, I need your help. We're going to put her in the freezer. But because Munch doesn't want everyone figuring out that she might be dying, she wants to hide that part and not have anyone think, why do you have this giant freezer in the hospital?
Why even tell Zayday?
Because I think Zayday uses her brain the most.
The only one who's semi-medically qualified.
But yes. How do we even know if she's trustworthy?
I don't know, because, you know, we've debated about this before. I'm back on Zayday is not bad.
Me too.
Me too.
I feel 100%. Bad for thinking that, but then that is when they're going to get us, and then they're going to throw her back in the bad zone.
Mm-hmm. I just don't rule anyone out in the show, because I feel like every single time we think someone's safe, they're not, and, like, vice versa. Whenever someone's the most suspicious, they're never the one that's actually doing the harm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my top suspect right now is someone who is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think it's Chanel number five as well is one of my top suspects.
She was stabbed.
Well, no, partner with someone else, but she is a top suspect. Because I feel like that would be a funny, like, twist if they were like, you always said I was the murderer, da-da-da, because it's something that's a joke for the audience, because we always knew she wasn't, and they always thought she was. Mm-hmm. So if she actually turned out to be, it would surprise the audience. Maybe it would surprise them less. I think it would still surprise them. I think they, like, joke when they say, you're the killer. So I think that would be a funny twist in the show.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think
that's a dedication, though, to get stabbed in the back 9 inches deep in your thorax.
Have you watched Scream?
No, I haven't.
Have you watched Scream 4?
Uh-uh.
got to watch those movies, and you watch the end, and you'll be like,
spoilers. People are crazy.
Whoa.
Well, let's talk about another potential suspect, which is Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had Zayday go and talk to Munch and say, listen, like, here is the proof that I have that I think this is the guy. And you know what's funny about this episode is I didn't realize the other characters didn't know what we knew, mm-hmm. that who the parents were of, well, yeah. What? Who the parents were?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, well, yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, it was like,
yeah, because we knew, but they didn't.
Yes, exactly. That's which is always thing. Fun for a show, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's always like I know something the characters don't. I'm special.
Yeah. It makes the audience feel smart, which is always nice for us. You know, for people that watch a lot of TV and like not reading smart. Books, we already feel guilty. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that.
I don't know. After that ending, I'm not feeling that smart.
Well, Chamberlain is just such an easy... He's an easy suspect.
Yeah, and especially now, after this episode.
I don't know, because at first I thought he was, and now he's kind of proved himself to me, but I think it will come back to him.
It will. I feel like he's so shady right now, because how easily he dismissed himself, that makes me feel like he's so shady. Like, he's a volunteer, but didn't tell anyone that he was never hired, or even, like, invited to have this position. And I feel like that's a weird... I don't trust this guy. Like, what does he do when he gets home?
Yeah.
So he's... Exactly. I still don't trust him.
What does he have in that cart of his? You never know.
Like, Kittens!
I know, but that's he can have abuse. Other things in there, too. Like, you don't know. And it's weird because he is so... innocent in a sense. We see that and we're like, okay, like we just kind of write him off. We're like, okay, whatever. But like, I honestly think he does have something to do with it, even though he did kind of take a stabbing, right? And he was fine after a while. But I think he definitely has something to do with it. I just think how much his involvement is, I'm not too sure, just because I don't know. But it is weird that he didn't act too offended whenever they figured him out. He's like, oh, you caught me. It's like, no, if that was your job and you really wanted to be there, you might be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I was hired for this. The, you know, he just kind of gave it up so quickly.
Maybe he's just a unique individual, you guys.
No such thing. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm a unique individual.
Oh, we know.
We know Hester.
Not again.
That's Becca's nickname on the show. Feel free when you're addressing her to just call her Hester in the comments.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Chanel number 5.
Well, I do see that too. But I think there's a Chanel number 5 in all of us. That's what's so great about especially her character. Because you think, you know, oh, it's not someone that's not treated fairly and just keeps on trying, just keeps on being, like, just slapped in the face. It's terrible. But I would love to talk about the scenes between Zayday and number 5. I loved that.
Yeah.
Me too. I thought that was hysterical.
I know. We haven't really seen much of them, like a scene with just them. So I thought that was hilarious. Like, the fact that they... I like when they take characters who may not necessarily be the only people in the room at the same time together. And I like when they take those people and they give us scenes with them, because it's something we haven't really seen before. And so I kind of really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And they both had very good comedic timing together, actually.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
I was impressed by that.
Yeah, I love that even Zayday wasn't that considerate of Chanel number 5. Like, when she's like, let's go. And Chanel number 5 has to, like, limp her way, like, slowly walk. Does Zayday help? No. I loved that.
The absolute funniest thing, the little walker thing that she had because of the injury.
No one cuts Chanel number 5 slack. I don't know one character on this show who does.
No, and it's so sad. Like, they say that Chanel was the one who took her from the hospital to her home, that way she would be easily on standby to insult? Is that what?
Yes.
So that's the reason that she said she was home, not at the hospital.
What a great friend.
Yeah.
By the way, why didn't anyone send Chanel number 5 edible arrangements?
Right?
Oh, that was a good one. I
love edible arrangements.
You guys, so overrated. I mean, really. I would want a platter of food and flowers. I don't need the fruit, okay?
Okay, chocolate-covered strawberries, though, from edible arrangements, so good.
Yeah, if they're all chocolate-covered strawberries.
They are. I don't get when I say edible arrangements, I mean from edible arrangements.
Screw
but I literally
that
get
honeydew.
I mean. No. First of all, no one likes honeydew. And I don't want... Okay, whenever there's pineapple involved, everything just tastes like pineapple. And I don't want pineapple. I just want the chocolate-covered strawberries in a little box.
You know what?
And it's the best.
Maybe we can get edible arrangements to send us something. Because all this promo that we're getting is like...
edible arrangements.
Wait, no. Can we get free froyo?
Okay, we'll work on it, Becca.
Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll get back to you, Becca.
So about the journey that they go on, it's to see Jane Hollis that they've discovered is the mother. They aged her a little bit.
They
same
did.
Exact person, but good job.
Wait, it was the same person?
Pretty sure.
Was it?
Really?
I thought she looked exactly the same, and I think that also because she looked, you could tell that she had a lot of makeup on. They aged her. And why wouldn't they just hire someone older?
To be real, guys, it's been like several weeks. I don't even remember what she looked like in the first episode. Like, at all.
Let us know what you guys think, if you guys agree with me, because I thought it was the same person.
It probably
in the
is.
Probably is, but yeah, I did not catch that. Because I was like, oh, where's the other girl? But of course they would age her. It's the same girl?
All right.
Becca's so quick to know.
And I'm so quick to figure it out because I'm in the FBI.
Yep, that's it. That's right. Sam, that's why Sam knows like,
you know,
everything.
She's like, I'm Denise Hemphill. I'm Sam Davidson. Professor of the FBI.
Professor.
I know.
Professor of the FBI.
A professor of the
that's
FBI.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry.
So Jane lives in this, you know, creepy, I think I could tell from the beginning. I got very, you know, I know you guys are all younger than me, but like Norman Bates, like Psycho, like the mom in the house.
She was creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I like that comparison. I think that maybe what they went for. Because, you know, they do a lot of comparisons to different horror movies, like, within the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And she told the girls that she doesn't have a close relationship with her son. BS.
She couldn't even say his name.
No, and the thing
that was so fishy.
I know.
But well, I like, what's your son's name?
Yeah, or also, could we see a picture of him?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Yeah, why didn't they ask for that?
Perhaps is.
Because it was Chanel number 5. And, well, and Zadig. I should have given... Zadig deserves more credit, but I don't know. She slacked.
Like, when Chanel number 5 saw the picture, why can't she ask for a picture of the son?
I know.
I think just, like... I think they were trying to be as polite as possible, and since Chanel number 5 is not polite at all and is very outspoken, perhaps Zayday felt, like, embarrassed to be like, well, can we see a picture of your son that you're not close to? Bring up some good memories of that relationship.
Yeah,
have you guys tried therapy? Like, I feel like it would be, like too soon.
Do you guys think number 5's theory had any merit at all, that it's going to come back and she's going to be totally right, that...
Which...
It was her theory was that...
Oh, the wife killed the husband?
Yeah, and brought him into the hospital, like, because she had...
I would love that.
I would love that if Chanel number 5 was right.
Of course you would, Becca. Becca would love if Chanel was right, in general, in any sense. Yeah, no, I would like that too, though.
I could see that being the case, because, we're going to get to it, but there was some sketchy interactions between the mom and the son later on about maybe what happened, so...
Let's keep that for a gold secret at the end. We had a weird, fun storyline that I could tell the actors had so much fun doing, which is her name was Mrs. Hotchkiss, I think, who had this disease of having a weird accent at all times and changing it. So, you know, number 3 had a lot of fun. Dr. Hot had a lot of fun. Cassidy had a lot of fun. It's contagious.
Hilarious.
That was a good scene. I liked that a lot.
I was super impressed with how well they did all those accents.
The girl who had the problem was very, very great at these accents.
Oh,
everyone else, not as much.
No, I thought they were actually pretty darn good at most of them.
Okay.
I thought number 3 was pretty good at most of them. And, Dr. Hot was good at some of them, and, you know, Cassidy is just pretty to look at.
He was like...
Yeah, Cassidy tried to, like, just don't give him that many lines in the scene.
And then it was like, okay, they can't... They probably had them doing all different accents throughout the whole thing, and they're like, all right, they're not good at any of these. They're semi-okay at British, so let's just stick with that
Right, towards the end, they're like, we give up.
Almost like... I feel like they kind of gave up, because it was, like, one of those things where it was like they can somewhat do a British accent, but they can't really do any of the other accents, so we're just going to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it maybe also, I think it could have been cool if there was a lot of improv on set and that they were just kind of going back and forth and seeing what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably is what happened. And it probably was a lot of fun for them, and it was a lot of fun for us to watch. We got to see Dr. Hoffel again. We haven't seen her quite some time.
I think she's a queen.
I liked her dress. That blue dress was hot.
I don't trust her at all, but I think she's like... one of the best new characters this season.
Oh, Becca, look at the chat. You're going to like this. It says one of the comments, Doughboy, Becca is number 5.
Yes, I am. Wait, where is that? Where is that?
Exactly. It's in there.
That's so great.
So I'm not just quite sure what Hoffel's purpose is. Because you're number 5, Becca, that's why.
Yeah. That's why the point. No one actually commented that.
Yeah. I didn't even say that. It's on your head.
Yeah, everything Crazy. Is in your head.
But yeah,
she's
I'm
about
unclear.
To bubble over.
I know. Then she's turning into Hester, that's going to be scary.
That is always scary when Hester comes out.
Yeah.
Not tonight. Night, Becca.
Yeah, just keep it in. But Munch and Hoffel kind of have this like fight off, and I knew Hoffel was going to blackmail her. She has some addiction to some pethidine.
Yeah.
I'm not even quite sure what that is or what that does or if that's even a real drug.
She was really addicted though. I mean, Google. You can tell that girl was about to go crazy.
I know. She was losing it.
You know what? Renee just told me to Google that, and you know what I was going to Google during the episode?
What?
The foreign accent syndrome.
Oh, foreign, yeah. I just look over, and I was like, wait a minute.
Chanel number 3?
I mean, yeah.
You're gonna speak in your accent. When did you
get here? This is Sam's alter ego.
I know, it really is.
Yeah, whenever you put on the earmuffs, you have to be a different person.
You have to have an accent.
No, but Chanel number 3 normally doesn't have an accent except for this episode.
But she then does you have right to now. She didn't get rid of it yet.
Okay, I'll break it out when you least expect it, okay?
Okay, I'm waiting, because seriously, you have to do it.
Oh my God, so much pressure. Thank you. I'm only good at doing accents when I'm like alone in my apartment, or in the shower.
Honestly, I understand Lots that. Of proof. I totally understand that. I totally get it, but you really need to just break loose and show us what you've got.
Okay.
Was that an accent?
Hey! I mean,
kidding.
Hi! What are you talking about? This is my natural accent.
The only accent I can do is Persian accent.
Or like, go.
Rene, come over, eat food. Rene Jean, you need to eat more.
What about you, Becca?
I'm just not going to do an accent, guys.
All right, number 5. Okay, let's move on to the new Chanels. The Chanels come up with this genius idea that they need more of them, so they will be killed first. And I loved the stalker, the fan fiction
that
Chanel.
That was really funny.
Writer.
Trista.
Very
so good.
Very funny. And they bring him in, but they actually like him. They're a fan of his.
Yeah, they do. They're a fan of his writing, I think.
Well.
I would love to read that. I wonder what he wrote.
Maybe it'll come up at his, they should have, like, his, like, funeral.
They should have a funeral for him.
And
he was being such a bitch.
He was.
He was being such a bitch.
There it is.
That's the accent, guys.
You know, it is kind of crazy, though, because, like, I honestly thought he was going to stick around for a while. Like, I was like, oh, cool, new character. We're going to have him around for a while, but no.
Nope.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
My favorite part with him, I guess he wasn't really in it, but I love seeing the text messages that he just kept sending Chanel. You get one, like, and harassing. Then you get another, and then another, and then another. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, and I also love that we definitely did bring Hester back. It's just, that reminded me, this show, again, is such a farce that, she tried to murder all of them, and they are now inviting her into their home to live with them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
She's still crazy.
And she knows who the killer is, but just isn't telling you.
And she says out loud that she's crazy. She's like, I'm psychotic.
Yeah, I'm a psychotic. I'm a sociopath. Yeah. My favorite was when Chanel number 5 was saying, why do you think we have her, even though she tried to kill all of us? That was probably my favorite scene. Chanel number 5.
I mean, she's done. And they made her room with number 3. Just in case.
Maybe wasn't it with number 5?
Or sorry, number 5. Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. Number 5, just in case.
I love that.
Yeah, number 3 is getting her bitch on pretty hard.
She is.
Yeah. I know, I feel it. I love it.
You're like, I can feel it coming through the earmuffs.
I really do. So do you guys think that Hester not only knows who is the killer, but is involved, or she just knows and is like standing by watching kind of thing?
I don't think she knows.
Really?
I don't think she knows who the killer is. And I think at, like, towards the end of the season, I'm like, who is she? And then she's like, okay, I don't know. I just wanted to be part of the Chanels again or something weird like that.
That's a good idea.
I agree. I don't think she knows either because I'm going to relate it to another show.
Pretty Little Liars.
Yep. Like season 3-ish. Yeah, wasn't it season 3-ish? Yeah, Mona in the lodge. When they all thought she knew who.
But she did know a lot.
But she didn't know then.
I guess, but she did know some things. I think maybe Hester is just a crazy person.
She is crazy.
Oh, well, that's a fact.
Yeah, but just, like, wanted to get out of the jail cell hospital. Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't know exactly what's going on, but she's being, like, told information from an inside source. So maybe she's honestly wanting to get out, not only to get out, but to kind of figure it out herself because she's so addicted to these kind of murders.
Mm-hmm.
She's wanting to know who her competition is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to have, like, a kill-off, maybe. That's a good one.
I think there's a chance that she could get killed at near the end of the season.
I could see that, too, actually.
You sounded so shocked, and you're like, oh, I could see that, too.
Yeah. I was, like, a little shocked. I was like, nah, that wouldn't be that shocking. Yeah.
But she's just so funny and entertaining when she's on screen. I don't want her to be killed.
No, that's true. I agree. But I feel like she probably has other stuff lined up, you know?
Oh, Lea Michele? I mean, who is she?
You're right.
She doesn't do anything. Broadway? What? Yeah. Other TV shows? Oh, I love her. But we do see someone get killed. One of the Chanels tonight. Or the new Chanels.
The new Chanels.
The one with 6 fingers.
Nice. Oh, that scene was so disturbing. Dakota and I were like, what's happening?
I know. That was crazy. I honestly thought that she was just going to get to run away with her, you know, new hand, and everything was going to be fine. And she was so excited. She's like, thank you so much. And then...
That was amazing. I knew she was going to say thank you, but I knew he was just... Or I don't know why I'm saying he.
Because it's probably a he.
Is it, though? We're limited on he's for murders.
Yeah, but...
We are.
Who is it? Chamberlain? Possibly. Well, but, like, who else besides Chamberlain is a guy in the show? Well, the two doctors. That's it. We have 3.
No, and then we have, moving on to the next topic, Cassidy, who we find out is the son and that the mother lied. They are close. Looks mm-hmm. like he yeah. lives with her.
Right.
And he's still taking care of it.
I kind of saw that coming. Not only did someone in the chat kind of tell us beforehand, but my friend Shayla, who's watching right now. Hi, Shayla. She lives in Missouri, so she got to watch like earlier because I think it premiered earlier there. So she literally texted me freaking out about this, and I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you've watched, right? I'm like, no, don't spoil it. And she's like sending me all these texts, and I'm like, stop it. Like, I haven't watched yet. But, yeah, I kind of saw that coming just because of the
Because
two.
People warned me, and then I read it in the chat.
Yeah. Seriously, so I was like, all right.
Yep.
I will say I'm going to rewatch our first episode, our first
and
after
see if
show.
Clues.
No, because I'm pretty sure I said it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that he could be the baby?
Yeah, that he was the baby. I'm not saying he's the killer, but I thought he was the baby. So, I don't know. We'll see. Did you write any of your favorite quotes from the episode down?
I sure did.
Yes. My favorite Chanel quote was, I don't know where Hester is. What am I? My sister's keeper?
I liked that because I'm almost in the movie, My Sister's Keeper. I got that.
I have 2 different ones. The first one is by Hoffel. She said, I need you to wash these... catheter tubes. Careful, they're still a little bit juicy. I was like, ew, that's gross.
That's
and like
so
they were
gross.
Making gross like noises as she was waving them in the air. I was like, ooh.
What about you, Becca?
Go first.
Okay, I have like a bunch. I'm gonna try to pick my favorite. I know. My first one is, I'm getting a manicure and a vag steaming.
I like that one.
And then the next one I have is Craigslist, where married men score meth and hook up with each other. And let's see, I'm going to get a couple at the end. I really liked Hester's perfume, so I started dousing my panties in it. That was a good one.
I loved that.
Me too.
Maybe you should stop sniffing panties pull out of a hamper thing.
Yeah. That's what I wrote down too. That was my other one.
I also liked, I'm pretty sure that I ordered coffee, and it is like, this isn't a restaurant. Yeah.
That was such a great scene. She's like, your coffee's disgusting.
Yeah.
And like, it's tea.
She goes,
pretty sure I don't have coffee.
I love the way Abigail Breslin just like says her lines.
Oh yeah, she's great.
Yes, and one more. Gays don't murder people. That was a really good one. There was a lot of good ones.
There was.
I liked when Chanel was explaining the Chanels, and one of them's like, I don't understand. What's a Chanel?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and she very clearly explained it to them, you know. And yeah. They. Oh, and let's just touch on the one Chanel who couldn't move her face at all.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit terrifying. I was just thinking, how did they do that?
They, like...
Some mask? Makeup?
Yeah, like a special effects mask that kind of faded into her skin as it got to towards the end. And then yeah. They just, like, paint it down and, like, yeah, super creepy.
Yeah.
I was watching really a video creepy. The other day that... how they do those things, and they can do that now with, like, the masks, and then they just, like, let it fade into the skin. It gets thinner and thinner as it goes along, and then they can just kind of, like, put makeup over it and, like, make it absorb into your skin.
What are you looking up on the internet?
It was on Instagram on the Explore page, guys. You never know what you're going to see there. I've seen the craziest stuff there.
Okay, murderer.
It's into your skin.
It's always the innocent boy.
I also liked when the accent... when John Stamos was acting in the show tonight was now I sound like was the Dick Van Dyke thing.
Yes.
Now I sound like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes.
And also Doughboy says I liked when number 3 was ordered to get that guy's sperm. That was that was.
She's like, how do I get it? I think you know. And I'm like, no.
Number 3 definitely knows. She does. I think she's good at that kind of stuff. Anyways, on that note, let's get into some predictions. And now, you're
after Buzz TV. You guys in the chat are so dirty.
You really are. Let's start it off with you, Renee.
I think that Denise's body is going to disappear from the freezer when they go back to check on it. So I think she's alive, but I think it's going to disappear. I also am very suspicious right now of Chamberlain and Chanel number 5. And I have to continue to think about other theories for who the killer could be, because I feel like so many people would be too obvious for it to be surprised, aside from like Chanel number 5, who would be funny, and then Chamberlain, but he can't be the only one. He cannot be the big surprise, because he's suspicious right now.
Yeah, he is. But I totally kind of think that you're right about the whole Denise disappearing, and then I feel like at the very end of the show, or maybe a few episodes before, she'd be like, I'm back! I escaped from the jail cell of the freezer, and I'm back! And then she's gonna, like, come back and, like, totally save the day, like she does. Obsessed with her.
Yes.
I think that Chanel number 5 is one of the killers, and maybe Cascade.
Yeah, I mean,
at this point,
I think definitely Cassidy Cascade at this point. I think my biggest prediction is we see the picture at the wife or the wife's house, the mother's house of her and like a guy, and they are.
That's her husband that died.
Right. Well, no, like this other guy that's in the photo is her new husband.
Oh.
So.
Is it?
Yeah,
Wait,
it is. It's the new husband. Because we saw the original husband.
I'm
he
pretty
was
sure
white.
That's the same husband.
No, that was the old husband.
No, the old husband wasn't white.
He wasn't?
Mm-mm.
But this is her new husband.
I don't know. I think you might be wrong.
Because that's when Zayday was like, because she was like, she's white, so it can't be. Who was her theory?
Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, her theory was Chamberlain, so it was like, can't be that. But then she saw in the picture who her husband was, and she's like, oh, then it could be Chamberlain. But then it also gave more possibilities, because it's definitely mixed race, so it could really be, I guess, Taylor Lautner, we know. So we didn't know who it was, but that's how they figured that out.
She said, that's my new husband now.
I remember she did say something kind of confusing and weird, but I don't know. Let us know what you guys heard and saw.
My main prediction, though, was that the first father was Taylor Lautner's, or I mean, like Cassidy Cascade's father, and then the new husband of the wife's would have been had Chamberlain. So I thought maybe Taylor Lautner and then like the actor who plays Chamberlain, like they could be brothers or something, or half brothers or something.
Ooh,
that's what I thought, and maybe they're working together. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, like the show is super not afraid to do what they've done before, I feel, or be cheesy or predictable. So, I mean, if they're doing a twin thing again or a sibling thing, I wouldn't be surprised. Or if, like, Zayday has split personalities, and I don't know, that's a little... that's a little getting out there, but I still think that she... I don't know. It's like she knows a lot, but I think that she's suspicious. And I also think that... I don't think it's number 5, but I think number 5 is going to save all of their asses, and no one is going to thank her. And then they're going to, like, accuse her of being the killer.
Again.
And she'll just be like, I just saved you from being murdered. And then
nothing's
she might...
Ever enough.
Yeah, nothing's ever enough with her, you know? It's just... It's hurtful to see.
Savannah in the chat says the biggest possible shot, Chanel number 1 is the killer.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
That would shock all of us.
I guess that would. I don't know. God, I don't
know. I don't think we've ever, like, suspected her.
Suspected that, yeah, seriously.
I don't think it's possible. But you never know.
We'll see.
In this show. So on that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Where can everyone find y'all on social media?
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And check out my blog, catslipstickla.com. My new article is up. It is Why I'm Single. So go read it.
Hi, I'm Beck Bryan. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Becca B Talks TV.
Hi guys, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And tomorrow at 12 noon, I'm going to be releasing a video, the third video with Lindsay Shaw. We are doing, it's called The Painting Sessions, and we get real about life, so make sure you tune in.
Ooh, sounds dirty, Dakota. you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. I just want to thank Disco Gems for getting me these beautiful rings and this awesome crystal necklace. You guys should definitely look them up on Instagram and follow AfterBuzz and use the hashtag ABTVScreamQueens, and we will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Kill you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.